This is Stateside.
I'm Lester Graham. We've been traveling the state to find the people who make useful things with their hands. And this time our stop is in the country near Rockford.
My name is Henry Cheddar. I make brooms, all kinds, different sizes, styles, colors. I like to use recycled materials, branches, golf clubs, old harnesses, lots of different things I put my brooms on.
How'd you get started?
Well, when I was 8 years old, my dad told me, Henry, 1 second after school, I want you in a broom shop. Well, he did that for a reason, because I was a mischief maker all the time, getting into mischief. And if he kept his eye on me, I couldn't get into mischief. And to this day, it still keeps me out of mischief.
How did he get involved in making brooms?
His father made brooms too.
So you're third generation broom maker?
Correct.
And he's been making brooms for more than 60 years. Now, I know a person who makes shoes is called a cobbler, and a person who makes wood barrels is a cooper. But what's a broom maker called? Well, a broom squire, which I kind of like a lot. Cheddar has a few newer machines in his shop, but mostly he uses antiques, a deceder, a stitching press or vise, and a broom winder, which he's starting to use to make a broom.
I use my foot-powered machine.
How old are these machines?
Some of them are from stitching vise is from the late 1800s. My machine over there would be from the early 1900s.
That you're still making brooms in that today?
Oh, yeah. Not a thing wrong with that machine. Matter of fact, that machine I got from a blind man. A blind man made his living making brooms with that machine. So I figured if a blind man can make brooms, I should be able to make brooms.
Cheddar says he does have an electric broom winder, but he doesn't use it that much. The foot-powered broom winder gives him a lot more control. He does everything right on the property. He even raises the broom corn used to make the brooms.
It's kind of like magic. I start with a seed and I wind up with a broom. I plant the broom corn by hand. I start picking around August, and I will pick till the snow flies on 2.5 acres. It does not all ripen at the same time.
What does that plant look like?
It looks like sweet corn, like corn, except there's no ears. And where the tassel on a corn would be, that's where the broom corn grows. And after I pick it, I take the seeds off. And then I let it cure for 3 months, and then in early January, February, I start making brooms with last year's crop.
It looks like there's a different process for a lot of different kinds of brooms. Give me the general idea about what you do.
First, I sort the broom corn by what length broom I can get out of it. And then the first thing I do before I make a broom is get it wet. Otherwise, when I twist it around, the wire would cut it and it would break, and when I twist it around, it would break. If it's moist, it's very durable, but if it's dry, it'll break easily. That's how come every broom that I make, every broom that I sell, I tell the people to keep it moist. Moist it 3-4 times a year. Just run a garden hose over it, and that's all you need to do. And once it's moist, it's very durable.
He says treat a natural broom well, and it'll last a long time. All his brooms are made to be used, but some of them are so ornate, you just know they're going to end up hanging on somebody's wall.
If people use them for decorations, that's fine. Just so they don't abuse them and come back and tell me that they fell apart or something. I've only had 2 brooms come back. One lady, she asked me how long shall this broom last, and I told her 5-6 years at the very least. And she brought it back to me 6 years later. She told me, Henry, your broom that you made for me told me it's going to last 6, 7, 8 years. It's all wore out. So I told her, lady, I'd like to see the room, and she brought it back. It was wore down all the way to the stitching strings. I asked her, lady, what'd you do with that broom? Looks like she took a knife and just cut it off. She told me she sweeps the sidewalk and the street, both sides of the street, in the morning and in the evening, every day. On the concrete is very hard on the broom. And I told her, lady, I sold this as a house broom, but you're losing out, which is fine. I gave her another broom. You can't argue with a customer. And then another guy brought a broom back. Henry said, your handle broke. He said, what'd you do? He said, I was just sweeping it, and the handle broke. Well, a little girl about 8 years old spoke up. She said, Dad, you had a cat with it.
Well, he did no broom for him just for being mean to the cat, right?
As Cheddar kept winding the wire tight around the broom handle, strategically placing the broom corn, he noted that his father made the same standard brooms over and over again. He's used just about everything you can think of for a broom handle. Clarinets and trombones, gun stocks and deer hooves, rolling pins, and then some of the broom handles are simply the broom corn braided or braided up the shaft of a handle, just like the broom he wanted to show me.
This one is a broom I sent in to be judged to Arcola, Illinois. Every year, a bunch of broom makers send a broom in to see who can make the fanciest or the latest style broom. And 2015, I sent this broom in, and I won first prize, $500, with this broom.
So, a nationally recognized broom squire. That's Henry Cheddar with Brooms by Henry.
Making a broom is messy, so I make a perfect tool to clean it up.
He's our latest artisan of Michigan.